And, see, did you keep your land enclosed? Your farm?
Not on the main farm, no. We had a fence around the house. Mm-hmm. And a gate to it more to keep people out than, or keep our animals in than anything else. So there were a lot of people used to stray around there too sometimes, and we tried to keep them out as much as we could.
What did you used to carry the water in, or did you have to carry it from the well?
We didn't have to carry water out. No, we had this water tank of rainwater, mm-hmm. and we also had a windmill out there that pumped water from the well, but the well was sulfur water. We didn't use that in the kitchen. We used the other rainwater. And then for a little shower we had out there, we had a little Sears Roebuck shower that we used.
Was water pumped from there to the house then, for drinking?
The water, it was all more or less in the same area. Mm-hmm. But the water tank was over the where the pump was. And, of course, if we had to, we could use the other, but we used the rainwater when we had plenty of rainwater.
What did you use to carry, like, the milk in? When you milked the cow?
I guess he had pails. A regular milk pail, I think.
Is that the same thing as a bucket?
Yeah, it would be the same thing. Well, a bucket. A bucket, I think of as a... Well, it's sort of a tin thing that you use for mops and things rather than, I think a milk pail is always, that's a different metal, different kind of metal, regular milk pail. Mm-hmm. It's bigger and different kind of metal.
What did you use to cook in, usually?
We had aluminum pots and pans. Now I have stainless steel. Mm-hmm. We had some of the enamelware. Mm-hmm. An iron skillet, cast iron skillets.
Is skillet the same thing as a frying pan? Would you use like both terms or?
Well, I always think of an iron skillet and a frying pan as made out of some other, like aluminum or stainless steel. Mm-hmm. I always think of the iron as an iron skillet.
And what would you use, like to clean up after a meal? Or to, wash dishes and stuff?
I just call it clean up. Wash dishes.
But what would you use? On the dishes, sponges?
I use a sponge. Some people use a mop. Some people use a dish rag. But I've been using sponges now for a long, long time, about 20 years, I guess.
And what about drying the dishes?
I use a towel. If I dry them, I like to just put them in the drain and scald them off good and let them dry themselves. But Mr. likes to see them all put away nice and neat, so he dries them. Puts them on the shelf.
And let's see, what rinse did you use for turning the water on and stuff?
Faucets.
Did you ever use any
taps? I never used the word tap much, and that's a good crossword puzzle word, but we've always called them faucets.
Did you have big containers for flour, things like that? Really big ones about this.
Flowers.
For flour, or just for any kind of food.
No, we just had the regular, what do they call them, sets of flour and sugar. We didn't have, I guess you'd call it a flour bins, we didn't have that much flour that we used.